Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet there's frost on your rod this morning, Mac Morey. You seem like an open window guy this time of year and just fight it throughout the night. I couldn't do it.
Turn the heat on last night, Dusty.
Did you
really? I didn't tell you that.
Yesterday.
But
you guys with those women in your house. Oh. I'm kidding.
No. That's what we got. The kids got. Jen was cold last night, which is shocking because she's going through the change, if you will. So we're always warm, and then she's like, "Gotta put the heat on."
God bless you, man. Menopause and two ladies.
Two teenage girls and a wife going through the change. If you go to church, please say
a
rosary.
Or are you going to 119th?
Both. Yeah. Yeah. When they build the apartments there and their Royals apartments, Bob Fesco is going to sign his name on a lease.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, I always told Tammy at the West, and I said, look, when the girls get to be teenagers, I'm moving in, right?
You're there.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah. So, and everybody thought that was a joke at the time. No, I'm dead serious about that. So, Tammy, get the room ready. Chad, get the room ready. I'm coming down. I'm moving in.
In the jungle, you must wait until the dice roll 5 or 8. You better roll that 5 or 8, Bob.
Yeah, well.
But no, it was a little frosty this morning. I kind of liked it. Kill those little, piss ants or whatever those bugs are.
Those stink bugs?
Those are everywhere.
Ugh. Everywhere.
Can't kill them. They'll stink. Headed out to fish. Got my pole ready. There you go.
Nice.
It's going to be a little frosty, True Green Thumb. Going to be a little frosty.
Where are you going fishing this morning?
Good question. Somebody says, Buenos Dias. Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias is correct.
Yeah.
It is a good day. It's going to be sunny out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The weekend's going to be a mess. Friday it's supposed to start raining, and it's not going to stop till next Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
That's perfect for a Sunday with no Chiefs.
Yeah.
Stay in, watch football.
Sit around, do nothing.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
I'm okay with that.
You're all right with that? Yeah.
I kind of need that weekend.
Yeah, tonight
I'm ready for
is
that.
My first chili night.
Oh, you're doing the chili tonight.
Last night?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, my little sister made it. It was fantastic.
How was it?
So good.
Yeah.
Cornbread and chili.
I'm just off the chili game right now.
I get it.
I know I've been dealing with indigestion for the last couple of days and whatnot. Like he said chili this morning. I'm like, oh, God, I am old. It's going to repeat on me for hours.
Upset stomach, diarrhea.
Well, you do. I mean, last night I was telling him I ate bland pasta with some butter on top just because I don't know.
What are you, six?
I felt like 6 years. Like, I'm not hungry. Like, I'm not craving anything. I don't want anything. Nothing sounds good, but you're hungry and you need something to eat.
You need sustenance.
I just looked. I'm like, God, nothing just sounds good right now. I'm in that kind of mode where I'm hungry, but nothing. Like, I ate 2 protein bars yesterday. That's where I am right now.
Dang, two
protein bars, a ham sandwich, and a bowl of dry pasta, basically.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm 9 all over again.
Exactly.
Carb up, you know? Gosh. I did the old American Cubano last night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, Cuban sandwiches are money, dude. Like, so I don't know.
I didn't have any pork, and I didn't do ham, so I did oven-roasted turkey, went to Hy-Vee and knocked it all out. Yeah. Sourdough bread was on sale, nailed that.
and then a little side of broccoli cheddar soup.
Nice.
Yeah. So what kind of meat did you put on it if you didn't do any pork and ham?
The oven roasted
turkey.
Yeah, yeah, I did turkey, Bijan Robinson mustard,
yes.
Pickles, and I did a combination of Swiss and mild cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Sourdough.
Pressed it on the sandwich press, or did you
just
use
the skillet?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then put the top on it to kind of push it down, flipped it, had a nice, you know, those ASMR where it's like the
yeah.
And it was like, that was the top of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it was a good day last night, or it was a good night last night. Basketball was back.
Hello, America.
How about the right? How about the first game?
Double overtime. Wow.
SGA
so awesome.
Was nowhere to be found until the fourth quarter, yep. And boy, was he ever present after that.
And then pulled up Michael Jordan at the end and hit two free throws to win a game, man.
That was cool as well.
Yeah, that was.
And then we were talking about betting the NBA, right? I called my shot yesterday. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Luka Doncic.
Yep.
Triple-double.
One away.
Nine rebounds.
That's right.
Nine rebounds.
Of course he did. Yeah, you just knew that was going to happen.
It was 43 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yep, and they lost. And that's the best part about the whole thing is that the Lakers lost, right?
You know, Mac was loving it.
Yeah.
He woke up this morning with a smile on his face. Lakers yep. lost?
Lakers
hell
lost.
Yeah.
Week one of the season, man.
Upset
day
already?
One. And look, we're already making, like, snap judgments on the NBA and what's going to work and what's not going to work. This thing in Houston's not going to go right. Of course it's not. We all know that.
I think they looked great.
But they lost. It doesn't, you know, they lost. It's not going right. I mean, did you see the way that they ran off the court right before the banner ceremony?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not happy at all and all that kind of stuff. Ran off the court, stormed off the court. And, you know, you're not going to sit out there for any of that. But I like how they rubbed it in the face of, you know, Kevin Durant last night, too. I thought that was good. And then there was one time where, you know, I think it was like about a 95-86 or 95-90 lead or whatever it was. And Kevin Durant was out there mean mugging on the court, you know, at one point late in the third quarter last night. And so he was kind of dialed in. There was a lot of drama surrounding that game last night. And that's good. But now you get to the regular season. It's like regular season baseball, I would assume, for you guys. Opening day is a big deal. Everybody's excited for that. And then the season starts, and we'll see you, you know, in the postseason. We'll see you, you know, later in the year.
Yeah, if Houston can do their job, unlike they did last year, they lost in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs, that should be your Western Conference finals, right? Like, that should be Houston, Oklahoma City. Let's do that 7 times in, what, July?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we'll see you in August.
Let's get that. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, you could have your Eastern Conference finals. It could be the Knicks and Cavaliers as they'll play at night at 6. Blinds open?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit for that tonight. Smidge. Yeah, I do want to see a little bit of that because, obviously, I want to see how the Knicks respond after. What a crazy offseason that was. And, Mac, do me a favor, and I heard this yesterday, and I have not had the opportunity, and I kept forgetting to look it up. Find out what job Tom Thibodeau was offered that he turned down, please, Mac, because I'm hearing that, like, Tom Thibodeau was offered some sort of job or whatever, but he was afraid to take it because he wants to screw the Knicks for every dollar that they owe him. And so I guess he's kind of been like seeked out for jobs and whatnot, but he's like, nope, I'm not doing anything like that because if I take it, then it's going to cut into the $30 million that I'm owed from the Knicks. So I think that's a real great case study for a team that did well and then end up firing their coach because they thought they could have done better, but it's a franchise that hasn't done anything since the 1970s, you know? And it would be like, you know, after 2017 or whatever, the Chiefs firing Andy Reid and trying to hire somebody else. That would have made no sense whatsoever. And so I'm just interested to see what the Knicks are going to do. I'm interested to see what Cleveland's going to do as well and how they're, you know, going to bounce back after losing in the NBA Finals last year. Is it going to be a good season for them? Because I know if you're in Cleveland right now, you're done talking about the baseball team. Clearly the football team is a non-starter there, and so they've got this NBA team, so I hope for them they get some good action early, but I think that's going to be a good one tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Knicks this year, because the biggest story that involves the Knicks is a story that I don't know if it happens or not, but a lot of people think it will happen. Watching The Herd yesterday, Colin gave his like top 5 predictions of the story. He says the most underrated team of the year will be the Orlando Magic. The MVP of the season will be Luka Doncic. And then he says that at one point this year, Giannis mm-hmm. will be traded from Milwaukee to the New York Knicks.
I think that's absolutely happening. That's the drama that we love in sports. I mean,
he's going to a major market.
Yes, exactly.
So he's either going to go to, I mean, I don't think he's going to go to Boston. I think they're just kind of going to ride it out, maybe be what, an 8-7 seed.
You
this
take
year.
The year off, if you will. I use air quotes if you're Boston,
yeah.
right?
And then there's the Lakers, there's the Knicks. I don't know if Ballmer's got any tree planting ideas that you could maybe.
Well, Ballmer's probably needs to lay low right about now. You know,
stay at Maloney's.
Yeah,
with your brother. That's a twin brother. Yeah, pretty damn cool.
Both the way they look and act, it's the same guy. I love pizza rolls. Yeah, get the pizza rolls.
Right,
and then you got Ballmer. Yeah, let's pay these guys illegally, allegedly. Woo!
Yeah, and this was last night's the OKC Indy.
Looking, they get it to Jabari Smith. His toss to the wind. No good! And the Thunder with an opening night victory.
Thunder and the Lightning.
That was great to see basketball back. And like you said, it is kind of similar to opening day, right? Like you get the opening antics, you get all that. And the next day, obviously in baseball, they take off because in case there's like cancellation with weather, there's certain games.
Right.
And then you kind of loosely follow throughout the rest of the season. And depending on where your team goes in the first month, you're attached to your detached from it.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about last night was the fact they brought back the greatest to do it. Michael Jordan sat down with Mike Tirico. It will be a series of little interviews throughout the season. And last night it was a pretty cool story that he told with Mike Tirico.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. But last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids, and I was meet and greet and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? And I already paid for the house. He's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
I want more.
Yeah. And you're going to get more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's going to be a series that we see all season long, right?
Yeah.
And I hope, like, they do a good job of tweeting them out, because there will be games that people aren't watching and they run that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and you're like,
for
man,
sure.
I missed that. I wanted to see that from Jordan.
That's
love that.
That's why it was 2 minutes. That's why that
three
whole thing
minutes.
Was three
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah,
that's why, because it's a clip.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Two or three clips right there.
I love it. I love the
Gold's
fact that they're
pissed.
Doing that way. Well, Alex gets mad about everything.
It is a little bit annoying.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It gets you to continue to watch. I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. NBC is already saying, look, we've overextended on the NBA. We're getting our ass kicked on this.
Yeah.
We've got to find ways to get people to the television screen. People in my generation that may not be NBA fans, we're all Jordan fans. That was compelling last night. Like, I was
locked
in. That
has nothing to do with why it's annoying, but I agree. I was locked in too.
But
he's
that's why they're doing that.
No,
though.
I get that.
They need
again,
you to watch, otherwise they're screwed.
They sold us on this MJ thing. They're going to milk an interview for 82 games. It's a little annoying.
I see what you're
saying
from that. You thought he was going to be more of a presence. You thought he was not to a Shaq level or anything like that.
No, but
you thought he'd be more involved.
Maybe, hopefully, in the playoffs, we'll get one live appearance. That's what I'd love.
Yeah.
One live MJ appearance, not just a milked interview. But I will be captivated. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I was locked in.
Locked in on that.
I told Bob my TV didn't change the channel from 5:30 to 9:30.
Same. I was thinking that, too. 4 hours, I was in.
Yeah, and he, we were at soccer until 6:30, freezing our tails off last night.
Yeah, man, that was cold.
It was.
Boy, what a week can make.
Yeah. last week, we were sweating our you-know-whats off, and then yesterday, we're all wrapped in blankets watching this stuff, what we do for our children, right? But I think, watching that last night and watching the Jordan stuff, because, I got home and Dusty's like, dude, look in the sky. There's a green comet. I'm like out there looking for this green comet. I never did find it. And
it's quick. It'll happen for the next like week or so, but it's in the northwestern part.
Northwest. I got a tree. And then
find Orion's belt right after sunset and watch it go.
Okay. I'll be out there trying to look for that. And it goes east to
west. West
to east.
West to east.
Okay. I'll have to look for that tonight. Remind me.
And
so I'm sitting out there looking for this comment. It's halftime, and then Dusty's like, oh my God, this Jordan thing was awesome. And of course, it's on the internet right away. And I'm like, all right, cool. I got to see this with Jordan's in it. And legitimately locked in to this thing and wanting more. And I think they've done a great job with that, with you wanting more, because you're going to get more people back to the thing to see what Michael Jordan's going to have to talk about and say, because he is the greatest of all time. And like, if NBC's already losing their ass on this NBA deal, they got to get as many people and eyeballs there as they possibly can. So they're going to milk everything to get get you to the table. But I thought the beginning of the NBC game was great last night. The retro style of stuff. I was telling Dusty, I was like, when they were showing the 90s guys, I legitimately had that endorphin high watching the 90s guys. And then today's guys came on, and I immediately just came right down. I'm like, I'm not.
I love how they
this.
Had the banner in front of the teammates, and they could all touch it.
That was
sick. Up there.
Yeah. That was
great. And then they took an unnecessary shot at Nick Collison or at Cole Aldridge. Like, Cole Aldridge is the only banner up there. And then Reggie's like, I think at some point he's going to have some more company.
Or Nick Collison. Yeah,
it was Nick Collison. Yeah, Nick Collison, yeah.
Like, Nick Collison's the only guy up there. He's like Garth Brooks at the Sprint Center.
Isn't that crazy that Nick Collison is the only guy? Like, you can't retire Durant or Harden.
Oh, they will. That's the discussion they had last night. They said Westbrook will be up there. Durant will be up there.
Yeah, Westbrook for sure.
And then Westbrook of all three should be because he stayed the longest.
And then Reggie was like, I think you'll also see Harden up there. And Tirico just, like, went quiet. And he's like, you disagree with that, Mike? He's like, well, there's some things that go involved with that, but you know, maybe one day it'll be up there. Who knows? And then they were like, there'll probably also be a couple more championship banners up there as well.
Probably.
Plus, SGA will be up there in 10 years.
Oh, SGA.
Now.
Yeah. I mean,
that whole big three will be up there probably.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, Katie should be up there.
You think so? See, it's like the Tyreek Hill discussion here. I think he should be in the Ring of Honor for the Chiefs for what he did on the field. Terrible off the field, obviously, but on the field, I think, you know, he deserves that. But I mean, there are people who aren't in the Ring of Honor in certain places because of the way that they left. It just happens that way.
Right. And I think before we go to break, I think the three things with an added bonus thing of the Michael Jordan interview that I loved. Number one, the obvious. Hadn't picked up basketball in 30 years.
And what I just want to weigh in real quick on that. People don't understand, you know, once athletes are done, the majority of them are done. They don't really like playing the sport. They're just good at it. And I experienced that with Joe Carter when he quit and said he didn't realize baseball games were this long. So many former athletes don't watch the sport or play the sport ever again because that was their job. That was their living, and they moved on from that.
The second thing is how he tells the story where I did it because these kids' parents told them all the stories, and these kids never even saw Michael Jordan. I mean, I barely saw Michael Jordan play basketball. And Mac never saw Michael Jordan play basketball unless it was for the Wizards randomly.
Did you see him even play for the Wizards? I mean,
I remember that.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
And then the third thing is that he's just like, well, I hope you made the free throw. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then the fourth part about it that I'll add to it is the fact that I think Michael Jordan has kind of like the minister slash priest method with, like, once you're done with the church, you stay away because people will gravitate towards you for the message. This is a new game of basketball. If Michael Jordan goes in there, people will just always be like, well, Jordan, 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 Jordan. It's like, well, there are athletes in this game today that are absolute bona fide studs that should be entertaining, should be watchable. And if Jordan's there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They're kind of tainting that sort of attention. We're just going to go back to, well, do you remember when he was on the Bulls? Like, yeah, that was 40 years ago.
Yeah, but we still do that even if he's not there. You know, everything is Jordan LeBron, Jordan LeBron, Jordan LeBron.
And Jordan doesn't want to do it. He's not that guy. He doesn't take the retirement tour for 10 years that we see some people do.
Right.
That can't just kind of give it away. And so I thought that was
the PR guy? Oh, wait.
Sometimes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.